morning, everyone. This morning we're continuing with Gurudeva's commentary on the second Mambhashum. Look closely at the key portrait, Balikana, and you will see there are two nymph lines flowing out from the image ka. One from the top to the portrait T-lymph, and another from the bottom to Kaif. Once Balikana has been mastered, awareness can move either into T-lymph or Kaif. It is from the intense state of T-lymph, which we'll define in a minute, that we can speedily flash, like taking a picture by exposing the film, on third-dimensional areas of the mind, as in taking a picture with a camera, where the exposure is but a second, but the picture, once developed, lasts for a long time. There is a similar occurrence once Balikana has been mastered and the meditator has been able to withdraw his awareness and energies into Rimche Nali for a long enough period of time. This occurrence out of Balikana is named T-limp. When for a split second the meditator deliberately flashes upon any area of the first world or second world within the realm of his prior experience, without becoming emotionally or intellectually entangled with what he sees. The three pictures, Nimra Nimling, Sikam Chacha, and Resika, name an emotional antagonistic experience of one sort or another within the third dimension of the mind, or an experience within the second world, letting us know the kinds of areas that can be flashed upon when the action of Balikana moves awareness into the state quite suddenly and for a very short time, called T-lymph. So then we have the definition of T-lymph. Psychic sight or astral seeing, the ability of clairvoyance, seeing within the mind, visualization. The nymph, when conscious of watching, is called T-lymph, but when conscious of experience is called nymph. Resika, a disturbance between people, a tug and pull of pranic or otic energy. Gurudeva continues on T-lymph. T-lymph is seeing sub-superconscious pictures within your mind. It can be held for longer periods of time by the experienced yogi who is at home in Ifche and lives in Milinaka much of the time. At this time, the camera lens of T-lymph will have the rapid succession of repeated exposures upon the same areas of the mind in all three worlds. T-lymph precedes the experience of Li-leaf, where the actual experience is viewed as on a television screen. The Li-leaf experience may be had at any time but should not be sought for. If it does occur, if during meditation you do see a vision, as real as one would see on a color television screen, it would be good to discuss it with me. Li-leaf comes from the sixth dimension of the mind. However, these kinds of psychic experiences are not to be sought for. Allow them to come and go unbidden. Then we have the full definition of Li-leaf. Being superconsciously aware of a vision within the astral or higher worlds. Seeing visions with eyes closed as if watching an internal TV or movie screen. The vast inner areas of the mind contain many things, some of which are projected by inner plane beings and can only be seen or received as visions by the use of this inner sight. Gurudeva continues, out of the action of Balikana, the Ni'im flows into Kaif, into the seventh dimension, into the third world, where you sit locked in yoga, totally aware of being aware, returning only to Balikana, back to Kaif, occasionally into T-lymph, flashing upon one or another area of external consciousness, which does not linger, but can be remembered after the meditation has ended. See, Kamchatcha lingers and consumes awareness in the multitudes of thoughts and forms in the sub-second world. This is the difference between Si Kamchatcha, Unimra Nimling, and Liim compared to the intense collage T-lymph. The collage Li-leaf also gives a rapid impression of a second and third world picture, which is sometimes audible and can be long remembered through the recall of T-lymph while in a state of Chemuif Balikana. Should you be having experiences such as I have just discussed, and we chance to meet, it would be well that we discuss them. For these kinds of experiences, T-lymph and Li-leaf should not be confused with imaginary Si-kam-chacha floating through the Nimra-nimling, or the ordinary dream that occurs while sleeping in the inner first world, the third dimension of the mind, even though it may have sub-second world influences projected into it as a result of prior sadhana well performed. That concludes the second Mambushum.